Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shriram Transport Finance Q4 FY16 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note, this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Umesh Revankar, Managing Director and CEO, Shriram Transport Finance Company Limited, for initial remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening to everyone. Good morning to the people who are joined from U.S. I have with me Sanjay, Kelkar, Sundar, and Parag to answer specific questions. I hope that everyone had a chance to run through the investor update, which is already shared with you. As you can see from the numbers, the credit growth has been quite robust. Continuing from the last quarter, the demand for the commercial vehicle has been quite good, especially the new vehicle sales also have been exceptionally good. On heavy vehicles, around 38% growth was there year-on-year, and for the first time, LCVs have shown a positive, that is around 11% year-on-year growth on LCVs. The agriculture segment harvesting season of Rabi crop is on. As of now, the report says that Rabi crop production is quite good, and even though there were some impact due to unusual weather conditions here and there, overall, the Rabi crop production is quite good, with little increase over the previous year. The excessive heat and related issues are there, but what is most positive is the prediction, monsoon prediction by both IMD and Skymet. Last year, hope you remember, the Skymet had given little positive opinion, and IMD had given little negative opinion. But this time, both of them have given positive opinion. So the monsoon rains are likely to be around 104%-105%, and probability of 94% of excess rain. Hopefully, the rainfall falls in right catchment areas so that a good rainfall in the catchment area, we should be able to get our reservoirs full, which normally helps us for 2 years. So with this, a positive outlook on the monsoon, there is another big positive is on infrastructure spending. Right now, the lot of tenders are being called, and infrastructure spending by the government has taken shape. And we expect that once the tenders are cleared and the work starts, there will be a lot of positiveness in the demand and the economic activity. However, with both these events, monsoon and the infrastructure, is likely to happen post-October, because even if the execution starts on the infrastructure projects, just pre-monsoon, these activities do not start. It starts post-monsoon. So I expect it to be. So all the indications as of now shows that there will be good positive economic activity outlook and the overall demand growth in the third quarter. So next two quarters will be tough as far as the business is concerned, mainly because the excessive heat and also maybe onset of monsoon will reduce economic activity to some extent. And we also expect we also have seen Union Budget. Union Budget this year has been very much pro-rural and pro-agri. A large sum of amount has been outlaid for these two things. And many of these institutions are also activated, like NREGA and the panchayat system. Everything has been activated. it looks as if with activation of these institutes and the Jan Dhan Yojana, which enrolls a lot of bank accounts, and Aadhaar card and the mobile technology is likely to make the transfer of money also easy for the government to the people. I feel very optimistic about the second half of the next financial year. And coming to the interest rate scenario, RBI has reduced further another point, 25 basis point, and that has resulted in some reduction in the borrowing cost for us. And we are also able to raise good securitization amount, around 4,800 crores in the last quarter, and that also at a very reasonable rate. So all those positives are there. And we also had the other specific development of merger. The Shriram Equipment Finance and Transport Finance merger is complete now. And the results are the merged one on a standalone basis. So both the companies are, the results are merged. Some figures will be comparable, some may not be comparable, but we can explain on whenever you have queries on this. Numbers goes. The total income has gone up by 26% from 2312 crores to 2918 crores, and net income has gone up from 1098 crores to 1443 crores. So that has gone up by 31%. It has come down to 143 crores from 316 crores last year, same period, mainly due to the moving from and also merger and portfolio being merged with the company. Higher moving from 180 days to 150 days, and also the merger impact. We have brought down the coverage ratio from 80 to 70%. In a very ideal situation, if economic conditions were good, we could have brought it down further. But since the drought is still continuing, resale value of a vehicle is not improved significantly for all category of vehicle. We felt that keeping at 70 was very and being very conservative is better, and look at revising it maybe after two quarters. So the overall GNPL as on a percentage has moved up to 6.18 crore because of this impact, and the net NPAs have gone up because of the lower coverage. This is about the overall performance of the company. Now I open for the question and answer.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. At this time, if you wish to ask any question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants who wish to ask any question at this time, please press star followed by one. We have a first question from the line of Pranay Narasimhan from Financial Express. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Hello.
Yeah, we're able to hear.
Yeah. Sir, so I can you just, if you wouldn't mind, can you just please repeat the explanation that you gave for provisions?
The provisions, we have moved from 180 days to 150 days.
Right, sir.
And there's also a merger.
Okay.
Of equipment.
So how much of an effect of the merger is are we seeing here?
Due to merger, the NPL on a whole has gone up by 1.3%.
Non-performing loans has gone up by 1.3% due to the merger?
Due to merger.
Okay.
Yeah, that is when we move from 4.18 to 6.18, the merger portion is 1.3.
Okay.
And
okay.
On the standalone basis, it has gone up from 4.18 to 4.9.
So your book has, your NPAs, apart from the, the keeping the merger aside, yours has only gone up by 0.7.
Yeah, you're right.
0.7.
Yeah.
Okay. And, sir, okay. No, nothing else, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Nidesh Jain from Investec. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. The question is on GNPA first. So if we would have been on 180 days, what would be the GNPA like-to-like number for 4.18%?
It would have been same.
Okay.
Same as previous quarter.
Okay, okay. So because of movement, this 4.18 has increased to 4.90.
Yeah.
And secondly, sir, what is the reason of improvement in margins? Because there must be some interest reversal because of the increase in GNPA. But even then, our margins have improved.
And the borrowing cost has come down marginally, and that has helped. And most of the resource raised in the last quarter was through securitization at lower cost. So that has helped.
So, what is the amount of interest reversal during the quarter because of the GNP movement?
It is 15 crores, 1.5.
And what is the additional provisioning that we have done because of the movement?
Sundar, can you answer that?
On account of moving from 180 days to 150 days, and
yeah.
15 crores we have made in income reversal, and the reversal on account of the provision being coverage being reduced from 80% to 70%, we wrote back around
415 crores. So, your voice is not very clear. What is the amount of provision that we have done on account of movement from 180 to 150 days?
300 crores.
300 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And lastly, can you share the disbursement number for the quarter in terms of new and used CV?
Yeah, the total disbursement was 12,700 crores, out of which new commercial vehicle disbursement was 1,920 crores, and remaining 10,000 odd crores were the used commercial vehicle.
1,920 crores was new commercial vehicle.
Right, out of 12,700.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. Participants who wish to ask any question at this time, please press star followed by one. We have a next question from the line of Ashwin Balasubramaniam from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, my question was related to the... I had two questions, actually. The first one related to the equipment finance book. I look at your last year presentation, I think the total AUM of this book was about 2,900 crore. And now, if I calculate it comes to about 1,500 crore. So just wanted to understand, the remaining 1,400 crore, what proportion would be, contracts which have been repaid and what would have been, written off?
See, from 3,000 crores in the previous year, it has come down to 1,650 crores in the current year.
Right.
So the reduction is mainly on account of collection and write-offs we have done around 200 crores.
Okay. And the NPA in this book is about 890 crores. Hello?
893 crores.
Okay. And my second question was on your NIMS. So if I look, I compare it from last year to this year, it's moved up by about 100 bits from Q4 of last year to this year. So while your borrowing costs have also decreased, it's not decreased to the same extent. So just wanted to understand is there a change in terms of the customer profile or something which we are lending to, which is sort of leading to this increase in the NIMs?
No, lending rates have remained same. The improvement is mainly because of, one is better treasury management.
Okay.
We have kept less cash in hand.
Okay.
And second is because of lowering of cost, lowering borrowing cost.
Okay, okay. And this, out of the interest income for the full year, how much would be from investments? And how much from advances? I mean, if you have the...
Investment income is very low.
It's very low. Okay.
We don't have...
Okay. And the other question was, if I look at your segment-wise breakup, there's others which is about 3.1%. And QOQ, there's been a fairly substantial increase in that proportion. So I just want to understand what exactly this other portfolio would consist of.
That is mainly some business loan and working capital products we have launched.
Okay.
So that is gaining momentum.
And what would be the size of this portfolio currently?
3%. It should be around 2,000 crores.
So the entire thing will be this this business loan?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and so the what is the plan on this going forward? Would it be a substantial portion of the portfolio or like you'll restrict it?
It can reach around 5% of the portfolio in maybe a couple of years.
Okay, this is largely SME kind of loans.
You are right.
And it will be collateralized? Or?
It will be collateral only and to the existing customer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Digant Haria from Antique Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So just, you know, the two statements that we made that, you know, the demand for commercial vehicles has been very strong. That's also visible by the strong AUM growth. But at the same time, resale prices are not moving up. So how does it how do these two things tally?
See, the resale values are basically a rural phenomena because most of the used vehicle move towards the rural India after maybe 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. And because since rural India is not doing well, so the resale values have not really picked up. But there is a substantial demand for new vehicle, especially on a high value-added goods transportation and also on the mining and steel movement. So the demand which has come for new vehicle has come, one is replacement, another one is the bigger, the heavy transportation, heavy goods transportation like steel, mines, etc.
Okay, okay. So going ahead for FY17, say, can we expect a similar kind of growth that we saw? Because last year, I think we started thinking that we'll grow by around 15% and we ended up with around 21% even if we adjust for the equipment finance business merger. So should we think that the next year should have a similar growth?
Partly it depends upon the monsoon, but still we would like to keep a 15% guidance as of now. We do not wish to give more than that because uncertainties could be there in business.
Right. But 15% looks doable.
It looks doable, yeah.
Right. All right. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Jignesh Sial from Quant Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Just firstly, I couldn't get the numbers properly. Can I get the breakup of your gross NPA percentage and how much is because of shift in days and how much is because of the equipment finance merger? I'm saying what standalone numbers.
Yeah, the gross NPA of Shriram Transport standalone pre-merger is 2,976 crores.
Hmm.
And equipment 894 crores, and totaling to 3,870 crores. And when it translates into the percentage, it is 4.88 on a standalone basis, pre-merger, and after merger, it is 6.18%.
So the balance is because of the, you can say, because of the merger.
Yeah, correct.
And this 4. So your Q3 gross NPA was 4.29.
29, yeah.
Which, yeah. So from
had we followed the same 180 days norm, our gross NPA would have been around 4.2 to 4.25%.
Okay, so that's addition of 4.29 to 4.88, or 4.22 to 4.88 is because of shift in days.
Correct,
So if the days would not have been removed, basically your gross NPA would have actually declined.
Correct, correct.
Yeah, so there had been an improvement on that part. Okay,
yeah.
So similarly, can I get the provision breakup also? Because the only number I got was the 300 crores you provided due to change in days.
Mm-hmm.
So can I get the provision breakup, the 300 crores for the change in days, and is there any additional provision which has come up because of the merger?
See, one is the provision has gone up by 300 crores on account of moving from 180 days to 150 days.
Okay. Your voice is breaking, sir. I'm not able to hear you.
The income reversal because of the change was 16 crores.
Okay.
So totaling to 316 crores on account of transition from 180 to 150.
Okay.
We had written back the provision when we reduced from 80% coverage to 70% to the extent of 415 crores.
Okay.
And the loss that we got from Shriram Equipment because of the merger full year was 360 crores.
Okay. And just lastly, you were just discussing about the margin part, that one was obviously because of the lower cash in and the treasury management and the deduction in borrowing costs. MCLR also has been into the system, is in place, and there is a recent reduction. Can you give some idea about how the margin would be placed for the next financial year? What's your estimate for the margins?
I don't really see a big expansion in margin because one is the new vehicle upgradation by our customer is continuous. So there will be some mix of new coming into the portfolio, which will be a little larger than the current year, that is previous year. So to that extent, there will be some pressure on the yield because of that. And second is MCLR is not really benefiting because 3 years MCLR rates are higher than the base rates.
Oh.
So MCLR maybe for shorter period only is lower. Longer period is not advantageous. And we normally borrow more than 3 years.
Oh.
So we don't really see a big advantage unless the repo rate further comes down.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you, sir. Participants who wish to ask any question at this time, please press star followed by one. We have a next question from the line of Harshit Toshniwal from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I wanted to know that currently we are at 150 days NPA recognition. Had this been around 120 days or 90 days, then what would be the GNPA numbers?
At the current environment, you can expect it to be another 1.5% more than the current level.
For 120 days or for 90 days?
It is for 120 and 90, one and a half.
One and a half. So, sir, what I can say that for the next...
You have to ignore equipment portfolio for time being because that is going to come down drastically in the 1 year time.
Right. So, for this currently 150 to 180 portion, the amount was very less.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it was already in the elevated level last quarter, the impact was little less.
Okay. And, sir, so in the next and the coming quarters, do you see the risk of these buckets slipping into 180-day category, 150 to 180 days?
Which buckets?
Those which are currently...
If it is crossed 150, then how does it matter?
Okay, no, those which are there in 120 to 150 days currently.
That's what we explained, no?
Okay.
That it will be 1.5% more.
Okay, sir. That's it.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of, a follow-on question from the line of Digant Haria from Antique Stockbroking. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, excluding this impact of this entire migration from 180 to 150 and 150 to 120 and so on, how do we see the asset quality behavior? Are we seeing any changes? Because at least this quarter we've seen that your NPA deterioration was absolutely not there if we remove all the one-offs.
I explained to you that last quarter itself it was in the elevated level, so further increase was not much. And economic conditions have remained same. And it is next two quarter also is likely to be remain same or maybe little depending upon the monsoon and other related this one. It is likely to remain at present level. So on that background only we are giving you indicated increase in the NPL level.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Rajesh Kothari from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Just you answered one of that question, but what is your guidance for gross NPA next year? If you can repeat that, because I missed that comment.
The gross NPL will move by 150 basis point if you move into 120 days at the present market condition and environment. If the environment improves, it can come down.
I see. And when you say in the present environment means what underlying assumption?
The environment today is a drought because we are under severe drought, water shortage, and so many of other rural activities have come down. So the activities at the rural level is stressful. So next year, if the rain is good, monsoon is good, and if everything is better, things can become much better than this.
Right. So 150 bips addition in gross NPA at 120 days recognition, right?
Yeah, at the present.
At the present.
If things are better, it will all come down.
And that generally may happen post October because, you know, first and second quarter, it is not.
Yes. First and second quarter, it will be at present level. At 150 days.
Okay, and your accounting policy from next quarter onwards will be 150 days or 120 days?
As of now, we have decided to be at 150 days.
Okay. And by when you think you may move from 150 to 120 days?
See, we are supposed to move in the last quarter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically, are you trying to say that probably in second half you may move to 120 days?
We have not decided it on that.
I see.
As of now, we have decided to shift in the last quarter. This is the present decision.
Last quarter of FY17, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, I see. And what do you think will be your credit cost?
Credit cost at last quarter?
Going forward.
Going forward, see, credit cost for us, if you look at our long-term history, it's around 2 to 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
In a normal condition, it should be the credit cost going forward also.
What was last year credit cost?
Last year was at around
2.5.
Okay, this is including merger, excluding merger?
This is excluding merger.
Excluding merger. And on reported basis, it would be? Because merger is done, right? So
I'll ask Mr. Sanjay to be, you can contact Sanjay, he will give you detailed numbers.
So you think that FY17 credit cost will remain around 2 to 2.25%, which is you are saying is a normal scenario?
It should be, yes, at the end of the 2017.
I see. And just last question from my side. How do you see the competition, the environment?
Competition environment. Competition for us is, for used vehicle, we don't really see a big competition from big corporates. But from a smaller entities across all our country, we have competition.
Mm-hmm. And for new vehicles?
New vehicle, we are not competing with anyone. So we are only customers who are upgrading, we are financed.
I see. So it is to the existing customer, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is currently your market share in the existing customer who are upgrading?
A customer. How can you give market share of existing customers who are upgrading?
No, because you are saying there is no competition, but life doesn't work like that, am I right? Your existing customer may also go to other financer.
They may go, but I can't calculate market share for that, no?
I know. So that's what I'm asking. So how is the competition level? But you said that I don't have any competition. So that was surprising.
See, I have no competition in the sense, in the used vehicle, the large corporates are not present. Only the local level financiers, small financiers at the state level are there.
Mm-hmm.
So I say no competition from the large corporates
mm-hmm.
in the second-hand vehicle. In the new vehicle, since we are financing only for our existing customer who want to upgrade,
mm-hmm.
so to the extent we are not competing in the market.
Mm. Okay, fine. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Rohit Shimpi from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. So two questions from my side. One was on the this provision coverage. Now we are down to at about 70%, which is actually still quite high, right? So as we transition to 120 and 90, do we have any thoughts on where we would like to settle that number?
Ideally, we would like to move 10% each, 60 and 50,
mm-hmm.
that at a particular level of economic activity, that is present level of economic activity.
Okay.
But if the economic activity is robust and looks very good,
mm-hmm.
then probably we may lower it further. But right now, at the present level of activity, we expect it to bring it down by 10 points each. 10% each.
Okay, so actually in that sense, we are not that far off. So currently, if I roughly calculate the PCR even on 90 DPD, we'll be about mid-40, say 43-44%.
Yeah.
Okay. And so second thing, to just maybe talk about the management changes a little bit?
Pardon?
The management changes, what is the general thought?
Yeah, I am moving to Shriram Capital Holding Company.
Sure.
And Mr. Gujral is taking charge.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gujral was earlier North Head for us. And then he moved into Shriram General Insurance.
Right.
And
right.
He has been heading General Insurance for the last 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he is coming in my place.
Okay. Fine, sir. So, wish you all the best for your new venture. Then.
Sure, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Shimpi. We have a next question from the line of Sanjay Dam from Motilal Oswal Securities Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
My question has been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Sunil Kumar from Birla Sun Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My question is related to the equipment finance. Now, since the merger is complete, what is going to be the outlook in this particular business? Because the loan book has already come down from those 3,000 crore kind of levels. Are you going to remain in that business?
Yeah, we would like to remain in the business. But we would like to remain in a very safe asset side. So that's what we have decided. So we will be in few identified asset class.
Like, sir, if you can give some example.
Excavators, backhoe loaders, dumpers.
Okay, these three lines.
Yeah.
So we are going to see some disbursement happening and loan growth, etc. in these three lines.
Yes.
Okay, and the 890 crore rupees of gross NPA, which is there in the books, how do you see that?
I expect collections to happen because the infrastructure activity being good.
Okay.
I think things will improve and we should be able to resolve many of them. And next 2 years, we should be able to collect on the balance of what was remaining in as a equipment book.
Okay. Next 2 years, by March
yes.
2018.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Gaurav Jani from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to ask, as we move from 120 to 90, what percentage increase would we witness in our NPS, GNPS?
120 to 90.
Correct.
1.5% is what we have been saying for every jump in buckets.
1.5%, right? Fine.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Jani. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask any question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. Participants who wish to ask any question at this time, please press star followed by 1.
Okay, now we can close the call, okay?
So we have one question.
Okay, okay. After that. Oh.
Okay, we have the last question from the line of Sangam Iyer from Subcom. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just wanted a small clarification. When we say 15% plus kind of a growth, and again that too we are saying assuming that you know if the rainfall is good, then it would come in the second half of the year. So the pain for what we have been seeing in the prior to this quarter, that continues in terms of the asset quality, etc., or how should one be looking at it?
Now, asset quality, if environment and infrastructure activity improves, asset quality should improve by third and fourth quarter.
Okay, and in the interim, whether the loan book growth would be also tepid itself or whether there would be any pickup in the loan book in the first half?
In the first half, the loan book growth will be slower.
Uh-huh.
And we will pick up only in this third and fourth quarter.
Okay. And then the credit cost, I just missed one of the participants asked the credit cost for the next year. How much should one be looking at the credit cost for the next year?
See, we would ideally like to contain at 2.5 and reduce it because our long-term credit cost history is 2%.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like to do at that level.
So it would be more elevated in the first half and if the economic activities improve, it would start tapering down. That's
yes.
How it should be.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And sir, assuming that, you know, just it's more hypothetical, but still just assuming a scenario wherein, you know, with both IMD and the Met Department actually indicating a better monsoon this year, if that comes through, how would you classify the probability of 20% plus growth that, you know, that we have seen this year? I mean, coming back next year as well.
See, this year the growth was little exceptionally big because the heavy vehicle sale increased beyond expectation. So
correct.
The average heavy vehicle sales was around 28% to 30%, and that is not likely to happen next year. So heavy vehicle ticket size being large and used vehicle heavy, used vehicle off a heavy also has good demand. Our larger ticket size loan was there. So, and because of that, the credit growth looks larger. So we have to really see whether heavy vehicle sale and used heavy vehicle demand will remain as robust. So depending upon that, the AUM growth can be determined.
Okay, so in your 15% kind of assumption, 15% growth assumption, what are you factoring in?
I'm factoring in reasonably good monsoon.
Okay, so that's an overall kind of growth and that would offsetting whatever be the decline in the heavy vehicle sales that happens.
Yes.
Okay. Got it, sir. Great and all the best.
Thank you, Mr. Iyer. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Devankar for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. We are in a very optimistic mood as of now because of government spending as on infrastructure and the execution seems to be reasonably fast. And post-monsoon, most of this infra activity should start galloping. Plus, a good monsoon should give us some strong growth in the second half. But first half, definitely our focus would be more on the credit quality and trying to contain the overall quality in the portfolio. So that should be our focus. However, the business opportunity looks quite good, and the number of branches we have, last year we opened around 110 branches we opened, and we expect the same number of branches to be opened this year, and business outlook looks quite positive for all of us. Thank you very much, and expect to meet you all in the next call. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Shriram Transport Finance, that concludes this conference. Thanks for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.